You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Good morning and welcome to the broadcast of the Divine Service at Zion Lutheran Church in Chippewa Falls. To help you follow along, the order of worship for today's service is available under the radio tab on our website, zionlcmscf.org. The Lord bless you today through the hearing of His Word.
80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW.
As we are gathered together by our Lord to receive Him as He comes to us through His Word and in His sacrament, we will be following order of service, Divine Setting Service 3, which begins on page 184. For those listening on the radio, our hymns today will include our opening hymn of Lord of Our Life, which is number 659 from Lutheran Service Book. Sermon hymn is Away From Us, the Demon Cried, number 541. During communion, we will be singing Jesus Priceless Treasure, 743, The Lamb, 547, and Jesus Has Come and Brings Pleasure, number 533. Our concluding hymn was going to be number 594, God's Own Child, I Gladly Say It. And today we give a special welcome to Pastor Heidorn here, who is our guest preacher. And he will be presenting during the Bible study hour on his mission work in India. Okay, thank you. I know it's this Malabar or something? Malabar, India. Okay, thank you. Yeah, my chemo brain still kicks in and I forget things like that. So, anyways, let us begin today's service by singing number 659.
Thank you.
invite you to stand as you are able as we turn to divine service, setting 3. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserved your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them, and I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being. Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. O God, whose glory it is always to have mercy. Be gracious to all who have gone astray from your ways, and bring them again with penitent hearts and steadfast faith, to embrace and hold fast the unchangeable truth of your word. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Please be seated. The Old Testament reading for the third Sunday in Lent is recorded in Jeremiah chapter 26. In the beginning of the reign of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, this word came from the Lord. Thus says the Lord, stand in the court of the Lord's house and speak to all the cities of Judah that come to worship in the house of the Lord, all the words that I command you to speak to them. Do not hold back a word. It may be that they will listen, and everyone turn from his evil way, that I may relent of the disaster that I intend to do to them because of their evil deeds. You shall say to them, thus says the Lord, if you will not listen to me, to walk in my law that I have set before you, and to listen to the words of my servants, the prophets, whom I sent to you urgently, though you have not listened, then I will make this house like Shiloh, and I will make the city a curse for all the nations of the earth. The priests and the prophets and all the people heard Jeremiah speaking these words in the house of the Lord. And when Jeremiah had finished speaking all that the Lord had commanded him to speak to all the people, then the priests and the prophets and all the people laid hold of him, saying, you shall die. Why have you prophesied in the name of the Lord, saying, this house shall be like Shiloh, and this city shall be desolate without inhabitant? And all the people gathered around Jeremiah in the house of the Lord. When the officials of Judah heard these things, they came up from the king's house to the house of the Lord and took their seat in the entry of the new gate of the house of the Lord. Then the priests and the prophets said to the officials and to all the people, this man deserves the sentence of death because he has prophesied against this city, as you have heard with your own ears. Then Jeremiah spoke to all the officials and all the people, sent me to prophesy against this house and this city all the words you have heard. Now therefore mend your ways and your deeds, and obey the voice of the Lord your God, and the Lord will relent of the disaster that he has pronounced against you. But as for me, behold, I am in your hands. Do with me as seems good and right to you. Only know for certain that if you put me to death, you will bring innocent blood upon yourselves and upon this city and its inhabitants. For in truth, the Lord sent me to you to speak all these words in your ears. This is the word of the Lord. The epistle reading is recorded in Ephesians chapter 5. Therefore, be imitators of God as beloved children, and walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us, a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. But sexual immorality and all impurity or covetousness must not even be named among you, as is proper among saints. Let there be no filthiness, nor foolish talk, nor crude joking, which are out of place. But instead, let there be thanksgiving. For you may be sure of this, that everyone who is sexually immoral or impure, or who is covetous, that is, an idolater, has no inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of these things, the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. Therefore, do not associate with them, for at one time you were darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light, for the fruit of the light is found in all that is good and right and true. This is the word of the Lord. Please stand as you are able. The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 11th chapter. Now Jesus was casting out a demon that was mute. When the demon had gone out, the mute man spoke, and the people marveled. But some of them said, "He cast out demons by Beelzebul, the prince of demons." While others, to test him, kept seeking from him a sign from heaven. But he, knowing their thoughts, said to them, "Every kingdom divided against itself is laid waste, and a divided household falls. And if Satan also is divided against himself, how will his kingdom stand? For you say that I cast out demons by Beelzebul. And if I cast out demons by Beelzebul, by whom do your sons cast them out? Therefore, they will be your judges. But if it is by the finger of God that I cast out demons, then the kingdom of God has come upon you. When a strong man, fully armed, guards his own palace, his goods are safe. But when one stronger than he attacks him and overcomes him, he takes away his armor in which he trusteth and divides his spoil. Whoever is not with me is against me, and whoever does not gather with me scatters. When the unclean spirit has gone out of a person, it passes through waterless places seeking rest, and finding none, it says, 'I will return to my house from which I came.' And when it comes, it finds the house swept and put in order. Then it goes and brings seven other spirits more evil than itself, and they enter and dwell there. And the last state of that person is far worse than the first." As he said these things, a woman in the crowd raised her voice and said to him, "Blessed is the womb that bore you and the breasts at which you nursed." But he said, "Blessed rather are those who hear the word of God and keep it." This is the gospel of the Lord. And we join together in confessing our faith through the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. And please be seated as we continue with the hymn of the day, number 541.
Grace to you and peace from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and from the Holy Spirit who comforts us now and in the time of our departure. Amen. The season of Lent, of which we are now halfway through, is one of my favorites in the entire church year. It is a favorite not only because I like the color purple, but because it forces us, or maybe I should say guides us, to think, to examine, to reevaluate our life, and to renew our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, who did everything for us at his cost, which is what grace means. God's riches at Christ's expense. And if we can remember that every morning when we arise, that we live by grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone, see how much different the day will be for you when you say that to yourself as you're having your coffee or brushing your teeth or combing your hair, of which I have none. Too often, no matter how religious that we think we are, we so often skip through life taking the easy road. As long as we do what we are told to do or expected to do or what our heritage demands that we do, that we are okay with God and he with us. But as far as I know, being religious has not saved one soul yet. Being faithful does. Submission to the Lord Jesus does. But being simply religious goes for naught. Being religious is the problem that the prophet Jeremiah is facing today when he speaks to the people of Judah in the house of the Lord. The message that he gives, the sermon that he dealt with, were the words that God wanted him to say so that the people would repent of their sin, so that God would relent of the disaster that he was planning to send them because of the evil they had done. God sent Jeremiah to call them up short so that they would realize they were headed in the wrong direction. In the same way that he sent the prophet Jonah to Nineveh to preach God's destruction. And what did they do? They repented. They put on sackcloth and ashes, and they repented from the greatest to the least, and God relented of the disaster that he was going to send. What Jeremiah is doing by using the words of the Lord is that he is calling them from being simply religious to being faithful. It is faithfulness that saves, not religion. But what is the response of the people? Is it to sorrow over their sin? Is it to repent for their wrongdoing? Is it to change the direction of their lives to be renewed and revived? No. It's none of these things. Rather, they say to Jeremiah, "You must die. You must die. Don't come up here and tip over the canoe. Because we got this religion thing going pretty good. Don't call us to faithfulness. Oh, that might be too much work. You must die. The religious did not receive the Lord, the word of the Lord, as a kindness. They did not receive it as a warning. They did not see it as a chance to do things differently. Rather, they saw it as a challenge to the status quo. And they saw it as a challenge to their religion, which they thought they had kept perfectly. But knowledge of God, mere knowledge of God, is not the same as saving faith in God. You could know every word of the Bible, backwards and forwards, inside out and upside down, and still go to hell. If all it is in here, it needs to be in here and out here in the world. That's saving faith. That's what God wants of each of us and of every congregation where we gather. Religion, we might say, is the doing of things. Faith is the being that we are made. And where are we made different? Right there, in the waters of holy baptism. God marks us with his holy cross, both upon our forehead and upon our heart, to make us sure that we are redeemed by Christ the crucified. We are Christ brand. We are not just some generic religious people. We are Christ brand. And we know, when you go to the grocery store, that brand name products are far superior to generic products. When you go to the store, you look for Campbell's. You don't look for a can that just says soup, because you know what you're going to get if you pick up that can and try to use it. It's going to be money wasted. We are being Christians. We are following Christ. Knowledge without relationship goes for naught. And what matters more than simple knowledge is imitation. What does Paul say in our second lesson today? Be imitators of God, therefore, as dearly loved children, and live a life of love, just as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. He goes on. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of such things, God's wrath comes on those who are disobedient. Therefore, do not be partners with them, for you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of light, for the fruit of the light consists in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. Be imitators. God is good. Imitate that. God is righteous. Imitate that. God is truth. Imitate that. This is a high bar, but this is the imitation of God that brings salvation, that we live as children of the light. If you have ever been on an open water and you see, or
if you've ever been where lighthouses are. Lighthouses are one of my favorite things. And you think, if you've ever gone up into one, and I've been up into ones that are decommissioned, and you see up there this light bulb. And the light bulb, no matter how big it is, even if it is this big around, if it only shone with that light bulb, you would not get a beam out into the ocean to keep the ships away from the rocks and from damage. Behind that light bulb are 1,000 mirrors that reflect that light, that imitate that light. And adding all of those thousands of mirrors together, that beam can go out into the ocean miles and miles and can be seen far away, so that the ship's captain will avoid the shoals and crashing on the bottom of the lake or the ocean or whatever it might be. We are imitators of God. We are not imitations of God. We are imitators. There's a huge difference between real vanilla and the Watkins version of imitation vanilla. And those of you who cook or bake or whatever you do know that. There's a different taste. There's a different consistency. There's a far better flavor to be an imitator than to be imitation. We are not imitation. We are imitators of God, showing His goodness, His righteousness, His truth in a world that so desperately, desperately needs what He offers. You don't have to listen to the nightly news for more than 5 minutes to realize we're all in trouble. And if it keeps up, we're all really in trouble. The world is going off this way. Christ calls us in this direction. He called the religious through Jeremiah to a better direction, to a different direction. So we are to live as children of light, the imitators of God, that the world might know Him and be saved by Him. So often these terms, righteousness, goodness, truth, and all of this, has become the opposite of what they first meant. But we as Christians choose by the power of the Holy Spirit to be imitators, not imitation, but imitators. Imitation is fake. Imitators are real. And the best way that we can imitate God is to obey. What does Jesus say in our gospel text today? Blessed, rather, are those who hear the word of God and obey it. And obey it. Obedience is not a joyless, endless evil. There is a great joy in having done the right thing at the right time, in the right way, for the right reasons. If you were a fan of the recent Winter Olympics, you pick your favorite event that you like to watch. The ones who won the medals did not simply receive them because they made less mistakes than the other competitors, though sometimes that is true. They won the medals because they obeyed their coaches and they trusted their training. Obedience is the way of salvation, because obedience takes grace at its word. Obedience receives salvation as a gift. And Lent, it seems to me, more than any other season, helps us to remember that, concentrate on that, and reflect that in our day-to-day relationships. It is not enough just to get rid of the old or the bad. Jesus told this demon to get out. And by the way, whenever you read about the demons in the Bible, they always know who Jesus is. What have you to do with us, Son of God? Have you come to destroy us before the time? They know their time is short. That is why, there's more evil in the world than there's ever been. Christ is coming soon. Now, his soon and our soon are two different soons. When we think of soon, we think of maybe later today or tomorrow morning. When Christ thinks of soon, it's when he chooses to come, when God says, go get him and bring him home. But today is the last day of earth, as far as I know. If tomorrow morning the sun comes up and the alarm goes off, I have work to do, and you have work to do. And we together have work to do. But we can't just get rid of the old or the bad. It must be replaced with the good, with the righteous, with the truth. For left to ourselves, we will always choose wrong. Since, as Luther says, without Christ, we have a positive desire to do evil. But when we listen to the word, when we take it to heart, and when we obey it by the Spirit, life is filled with joy. Thanks be to God. Live joyfully, live purposefully, and live gladly in the palm of his hand. And though they have nail marks in them, he will never, ever let you go. Thanks be to God. Amen. And now may the peace, the power, and the promises of God bless and keep you today and until you live with him in heaven. Amen.
Please be seated as we gather our offerings. Please stand as you are able as we continue with the prayers of the church. Let us pray for the whole church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Righteous and just Father, send your Holy Spirit to abide in us, to enliven our faith, to cast out doubt, and to soften our hearts to the word of your Son. Teach us repentance through the plagues and trials of this world, that at the last day we may be found in you. Lord, in your mercy. Lord of the church, preserve and bless your church on earth, and do not let us fall into the sin of pride and self-confidence. Grant boldness through your ministers as they preach your word to all, especially to those in need of repentance. Lord, in your mercy. Lord God, you call us to live in purity and holiness. Protect and guide Christian families to love and seek chastity and decency, learning to grow in virtue and all godly living. Lord, in your mercy. King of kings and judge of the earth, establish our nation's leaders and grant them wisdom for the good of those they govern, that your word and church would not be persecuted in our land, but protected and allowed to flourish by your grace. Lord, in your mercy. O Lord, the strength of the weak, hear our prayers for all who are sick, anxious, lonely, or oppressed in any way, especially Vicky, Lynn, Anita, Lois, Lewis, Chuck, Marlis, Tim, Greg, Doris, Matthew, Megan, Mark, Ethel, Bob, Peter, Fred, Harold, Joan, Greg, Linda, Jaden, Rick, and Grant. And also be with Thorfinn, Lacey, Marilyn, Marlene, George, Anne, and the family of Jeff Thomas. Overcome the devil and his demons that he would not lead any into despair, and grant her healing and cleansing power to rest upon their bodies and minds. Lord, in your mercy. Blessed Lord, you join your word to the bread and wine, and so invite us to eat and drink. Grant that we may hear and keep your word in faith, that we may worthily receive the true body and blood of our Savior, and so be given your eternal blessing. Lord, in your mercy. Heavenly Father, you seek not the death, but the life of all. Hear our prayers for all who have no right knowledge of you or who have wandered from your truth. Free them from all error, and for the glory of your name, mercifully bring them into the fellowship of your holy church. Lord, in your mercy. Lord God, Heavenly Father, you sent your Son, Jesus Christ, to take up our flesh, that he might overcome the devil and defend us poor sinners against the adversary. We thank you for your merciful aid and implore you to attend us with your grace in every temptation. Preserve us from carnal security, and by your Spirit, keep us in your word in fear, that we may be delivered from the enemy and obtain eternal salvation. Through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. And for those listening on the radio whose broadcast will end before the end of the service, please receive the blessing of our Lord. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. And we continue with the service of the sacrament beginning on page 194. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God. It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who overcame the assaults of the devil and gave his life as a ransom for many, that with cleansed hearts we might be prepared joyfully to celebrate the Paschal feast in sincerity and truth. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and singing. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Thank you.
thank you for tuning in to the Divine Service at Zion Lutheran Church in Chippewa Falls. May the word of Christ dwell in you richly. If you have any prayer requests, please let us know. You may call us at 715-723-6380 or stop by and visit 110 East Grand Avenue, Chippewa Falls. If you're looking for a church home, we'll gladly tell you more about Zion or help you find a congregation near you. These broadcasts are paid for by generous gifts made to our radio fund. If you'd like to contribute, click the Give tab on our website, zionlcmscf.org, or send a check to Zion Lutheran Church Radio Fund, 110 East Grand Avenue, Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, 54729. Zion is a member of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.